In the Yesod HaShmini, the Yud Gimel Yesod HaSoimuna, the Yesod HaShmini, the Rambam says, Heyois HaTorah Min HaShomayim. The Yesod HaShmini is Torah Min HaShomayim. And what does that mean? Huhu Shenamin, Ki Kol HaTorah HaZois, Hanasuna Alidei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, Shehi kulo mipi ha-gvura. All the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us is direct from Hashem Yisbarach. Kloima, what does it mean? Shehi gia eilov kulo me'es Hashem Yisbarach be'inyan shenikra al derech ha-shailo dibur. We call it, the Pasuk calls it Vaidaber Hashem and Moshe, and that's only a marshal for actually the medium to which it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'ein yodua heich higia elohu Moshe olav ha-shalom shehigia aloi. Because what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke exactly. It's dibra Torah k'loshon b'nei Adam. It's in our terms. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak? Does he have a voice? Did he create the words? Is it something separate? Chas v'sholem is not something separate. So exactly what it means about Kol Panim Dibra Torah K'loshem B'nei Adam. The Torah came direct from Hashem Yisbarach to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chi hu hayo k'moy sofer, shekorin loy v'hu kosev. And he was like a secretary. It does not mean a sofer, stam. It was like a secretary who they dictated to him, and he wrote down and he wrote Kol Hamoiris Hayomim Hasipurim Vamitzus. Everything that it says in Torah, word for word, it was dictated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulefichoch nikra mechoikik. And Moshe Rabbeinu is called mechoikik, means a person, a writer, wrote down what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. And not only is this true of Torah Shebichsav, Ukemoi Chayin Tochter, Pirush HaTorah HaMekubel Gam came Mipi HaGvura. Torah Shebichsav also is from Hashem Yisbarach. V'ze She'onu Oisim Hayoim Mitavnis HaSukah V'lulav V'shoifo V'tzitzis U'tvilin V'zulosam, the mitzvahs that we're being mekayim, who ba'atzvei atavnis asher omama Hashem Yisbarach leMoshe, the tzura of these mitzvahs, exactly the same tzura that Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel. The same sukkah, the same twinin, the same tzitzis, that Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel. Kamuvan, it doesn't mean to say we have the same decorations in the sukkah that Moshe Rabbeinu had, but the same yesoidus of sukkah that we have, the same yesoidus that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, mipi ha-gvura, v'hu omar lanu, and Moshe Rabbeinu told us, v'hu ne'mon b'shlichusay. And we can trust Moshe Rabbeinu with the shlichus that he told us, that he wrote the Torah Shebichsav with the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he taught us Torah Shebaal Peh, not after the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the ideas were completely accurate. All those ideas came from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Hu ne'mon b'shlichusoi. V'hamayme ha'moire ala yisoid hazeh. And in the Ikrim, the Rambam brings for every Iker a posuk, which is the Raya in Torah for these Yesoidas. What's the Raya in Torah for this Yesoid? Hu mashenema in our parsha vayome Moshe bezos teidun ki Hashem shlochani lasus kol hamais mo'ela ki lo milibi. What Moshe Rabbeinu said before the Blias Koirach, with us of Aviram, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Bezois Teidun, with this nest that's going to happen, if these people die like anybody else dies, then I'm not a Shliach from Hashem. But if the Rebbe Shem creates a new creation, then that is a raya. Ki Hashem shlochani lasus kol ha-maisim ha-eile. Hashem sent me to do all the maisim. Dahainu to appoint Aaron as the kohen, to put Elisophon as the nosi, all the mitzvahs and Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, ki lo milibi. It was not from my heart. Now this needs to be here, in interestingly enough, in the Asad, in the middle. I missed out a lot what he says here in the middle. He says that if a person's kofer in this, this is the worst kfira you can possibly have. It's a bigger kfira if you're kofer in this, that to say that Moshe was not Ne'eman, that he interpreted things, he made up things, is worse than being koifer in Metzias Hashem. Why that is an interesting sugya. It's not our sugya. But our sugya is to understand what exactly is the raya. The raya is that the earth opened up like a pear, swallowed them up and closed. So the Ramban, it wasn't like an earthquake. Because it's a Bria Chadosha. It wasn't like an earthquake. An earthquake, when the earth opens up, stays open. Here, it opened and closed like a mouth. It swallowed them up, and it sucked them up, and it moved to catch Dosan Vaviron, and the family started running, caught them up, and Koirach, and his whole house, and swallowed them all up. That's a Bria Chadosha. But the Rambam says that we don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of Isis that he did. Because Isis could always be Kvira, it could be Kishuf. Even though there are Isis which are very Rochig, the Rishonim say that when he came to Borod, Kozrov sent to Paroi, Ad Mosai told me, Anto le onos mi ponai. How long is it till you can be nichlan in front of me? Why is the Dorachayim? Because he was toile that maybe it's Moshe Rabbeinu doing kishuf, and even though the Chartumim said by kinim it can't be kishuf, so he thought, no, a Yiddish a cop. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is a better kishuf macher than they are. But he came to Borod, it's not Shayach Bichlal. Such a thing's not Shayach Kishuf, and he still lives in Muskoifer. I don't know Hilchus Kishuf, but I would think that this ness of the Peh Ha'oretz, Pi Ha'oretz, which was a miyuchot created Bein Hashmoshos in Maisa Breshis, Mistama also not Shayach Alpi Kishuf. But even so, you know, the Rambam says, He brings in this idea of Torah that when Moshe Rabbeinu did this, made the nest, it was to swallow up Korach. He doesn't say it was to be megaled amitas haTorah. He said it was to swallow up Korach. He says all the nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu did was to feed the Torah. So what is the raya of the amitas haTorah? So there's the Medrash, which Rashi brings from Tanchuma, which everybody knows, but it's kedai to see it inside the Tanchuma for a certain, the Diuk HaLoshen here. Vayikach Koirach, Maksiv Lamaila Mino Inyan, what's the smichas? Davar b'nei Yisrael v'marato aleihem v'osu lohem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeim v'goyme v'noso tzitzis al kono psil tcheles. Now what's the kasha of the Medrash? Every time you learn a Medrash, you have to know where is the Medrash coming from? What is the diuk? People think that Medrashim, you know, it's you can make up. You know, when people want to say something which is not true, al pi Torah, they say, b'derech drush, one can say, and then you know you're in for a big sheker, a nourish kind, b'derech drush. That's not medrash. Chas v'sholem. The Maharal says medrash is loshen toiresh. It's the oimik hapshat in the psukim. You have to look for it in toiresh, and Chazal looked So where is the smichas hapar? Why are we darshining the smichas haparshis? L'choyer, because it says vayikach koyrach. Vayikach koyrach. The pasuk is connecting the parsha of koyrach with the parsha which went before, the vavahipuch. It doesn't start with a new thing. V'koyrach lokach. That would mean it's a new parsha. But vayikach koyrach means the hemshech. So what's the hemshech? What's the hemshech from parsha's tzitzis? So the medrash, kofatz koyrach, v'omel ha-moyshe, ato oimer, v'nosra tzitzis, talis shikule tcheles, mashete ptura min ha-tzitzis. So he came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Here the medrash says he asked the shayla. But later the medrash says, omer rabbeinu zichronim livrocha, chochem godel hoya koyrach, umitohane ha... He was a very choshev talmid chochem. He was zoyche to carry the oran, and me'osel koyrach miyad tziva ve'osel masayim v'chamishim talisos tcheles. He made 250 Talisus of Tcheles, which costs a lot of money. Tcheles is very expensive. But that wasn't a problem. The Medrash tells us also that Korach was an Oshir Muflag. Amal Kolponim from Mitzrayim, from the Bezos Mitzrayim. Also, Mosayim Chamishim Talisus Tcheles, V'nisat V'vohem Oison Chamishim Mosayim Ish Rosh Sen Hadroes, Shekomu Al Moshe. And he put on the 250 Rosh Sen Hadroes that he took. Moshe Vayikach Koyrach is another drosha that he took them with Diburim and convinced the 250 Rosh Sanhedrin. This is not a poshta parsha, Rabbi Yisai. I think that if I would have been there, I would have been on Koyrach's side. What do you mean? Koyrach? Migdoli Hador. 250 Rosh Sanhedrin. It wasn't 250 Amaratzim that he bought. 250 Rosh Sanhedrin. And who was on Moshe's side? Moshe, Aaron, that's it. No, he printed Tzetlach with 250 chasimas, and each one is Ab Bezdin Kach Bekach Rosh Sanhedrin Dach Bekach Rosh Sanhedrin. Each one with a title. No, we should not push it. Chamishim Asayim Ish Rosh Yisrael Adrosh Shekama Moshe Kenyan Shalem Vayikum Lifnei Moshe Vanoshim Minei Yisrael Chamishim Asayim. Umi heim, the CAA dog, Kruim Mei, Moyed, Anshe Shame. Bechula. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, wearing these talisos, Omdu Kenegdom, Omrilahem, Meet Sivo Lito Kach. Right, when I'm jumping. Omad Koirach, the Osalem Mishte. It's interesting. Right? You made a mishter. So why do you make a mishter? So the mefarish here in the Nachas Binyon says, She'ein hasosa b'loi achilo shtir. It's interesting after last night. Of Al-Koponim, ein osale mishter. Hasosa works with achilo shtir. Nisatu kulam betalisos tcheles. Uvo bnei Aaron litol matnaseim chozav eshok hayomim om to connect them omer lemitziv elchem eschem litol kach lemoishe 19 klum. So Aaron came to take the chozav eshok because it was shlomim, they were makriv shlomim. He said, "We won't give you anything." Before it says, so you see, they asked Moshe. So here it comes the way Rashi brings it, that they came with the talisos and they asked Moshe if it's chayav and tzitzis. 1 second. If it's chayav betzitzis, then you're being mevatel mitzvus esei. You're wearing it to the pagan already. So fashteitzah, it wasn't an innocent shayla. Come move on. Let's go with Korach at the moment. So Korach assumed that it would be potter. Why? Talit shekulei tcheles. So it must be potter. Omele Moshe chayemis. Omele Korach. Talit shekulei tcheles. Eina pater sisatzu v'arba chutim poitri noison. How can that make any sense? That talis is kulei tcheles. Why do you need tcheles? So the Gemara tells us Chelis is domele yam, the yam domele rakia, the rakia domele kisei akovet. The Chelis reminds you of the kisei akovet, reminds you of the kisei akovet, uscharotim kol mitzvos Hashem asisim eisam. Then they ask a different question. Bayis mole svarim, mao shei potom min ha-mezuzah? If you have a house full of svarim, the need a mezuzah, omele chayav mezuzah. Omele kol ha-Torah kula, mosayim shivim v'chomish parashiyos, kulam ein poitres is habayis, u'shtei parashim mezuzah, poitres is habayis. You got a house full of svarim, and you need one little parashah, two parashahs in a mezuzah to patter the bayis. Omar loy dvarim eilu loy nitztavisa aleihen, Milibcha atoboidom. You were not mitzuva, you made it up from Milibcha. Milibcha atoboidom. Milibcha atoboidom. Now, where the Gurari explains, where's Bishlomo, we understand where Tzitzis comes from the Smichsa Parshas. Where does the idea of mezuzah come from? Where did Chazal see that? So the Gurari explains that he was misnagged to, he explains it in two shlavim, I'll tell you the second shlav. He was misnagged to Moshe. It's interesting the way Rashi brings it. Rashi says, he had his kina, and he decided, he decided he's going to be mevatel Moshe. So the Gurari, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us two things. Limud or Maisa? Limud HaTorah and Maisa. Can I get Maisa? There's Chazal saw the smichus to Tzitzis. Tzitzis was chartim, it's called mitzvus vasisim. And can I get Limud? The Moshe Rabbeinu's Maila that he gave us Limud, that was the Bais Mole Svarim. So they just took the smichus, the idea of Tzitzis, and they extended the whole thing against Moshe, and also this marshal of the mezuzah. And be'etzim, what was he saying? With the talit shekulei tcheles, we don't need you, Moshe, and we don't need not for ma'isa, not for limud. And Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, the halacha is, you need tzitzis on such a beged, and you need a mezuzah in such a house. Say that. And his taina was, Leinitz tavisa milimcha atoboidom. He made it up. Now, there's a lot to talk about. I want to talk about one nekuda here, a very important nekuda. Because be'etzim, what's wrong with the svara of Korach? Lichoira, Korach Svara is a good Svara. The Talit Shekula Tcheles. So he's telling me, Shtei Chutim, Arba Chutim, the Lashon of the Medrash, we'll patter it. What's the Biyad for him? But Lamaisa, you can ask this Kasha, Rashi, last week's Parsha, brings the Gemara in Bava Metzia on the Parsha on the parasha of Tzitzis. Nomo nema Yitzis Mitzrayim. Why does it say Yitzis Mitzrayim? Be'etzim Gemarim Bom Mitzias HaMechalef. Why does it say Yitzis Mitzrayim here? the gabi tzitzis. We have the whole parasha of tzitzis. The man tzitzis is called mitzvah. So we say kedoshim elokeichem. Ani Hashem elokeichem. Hashem tzitzis eskem eretz v'tzayim liyos lochem elokim. Ani Hashem elokeichem. Why does the Torah bring yitzis mitzrayim the gabi tzitzis? So the Gemara, the Mitzvah, Rashi brings it. Ani hu sheivchanti b'mitzrayim ben tipo shel bechar l'sheina bechar. Ani hu osid lahav chinu liparam bina Torah kola ilam bebigdoi v'omet chelesu. Says the Gemara, the smichas to Yitzias Mitzrayim was in Yitzias Mitzrayim in Makas Bechoyros. Said the Rabbeinu Shalom, I was mavchin between the tipo who's a bechar and the tipo she'ena bechar, and I'm going to be mavchin between somebody who puts a blue thread dyed blue, which is the same color as tcheles, but it's not from a fish, it's from animal, from plant sources, kol ilon, and he pretends it's tcheles. L'chayra, we have to understand, what's the big aveira that the guy did? What's so terrible? He's got kol ilon, and the guy in the container, l'chayra, what's the point of tcheles? Tcheles domele yam. Yam da rukia. Rukia domele gusea kovet. So who adin? Kola ilon. Kola ilon domele yam. Yam da rukia. Rukia domele gusea kovet. I look at my blue thread here, and I have a hakora of the kisea kovet. Well, what's so terrible? So inochanami, it's not the tcheles that the Torah actually said from Echilozoin. But it does the same job. And in many ways, it's the same idea as Koirach. Well, talus should call it tcheles, and there is mamash tcheles. So what's it need? The chut echot. And here, the person's not called Elon. And the Torah has to say, it's such a dover chomor that the Torah has to tell us, you choose Mitzrayim, makas b'choyres, and he was mavchin from the biggest gilnuyim we had in Ashkochus Hashem. The Rabbi Shem was mavchin between a tipo shel bechar and tipo she'ina shel bechar. And if Bechal wasn't poshut ki yodua, the noshim mitzrayos and mezanos, and they had in the family quite a few bechoros, because this was a bechor to this bechor, and this was a bechor to that bechor. Then there was the bechor for her husband, and tremendous bushes came out. What happened? Why are there four of us? Our children died. And she was the only one who knew the site, why they all died. And the husband came running, what's the union? Kulon and Mesim. The Rebbeinu Shem not being mapped on Bechairus, but she knew they were all Bechairus. The Rebbeinu Shem was mavchim between a tipo shel Bechar and tipo she'ena shel Bechar. And I'll be moisif. I don't think those Bachrim who were mezane with this Eishes Ish was such tzaddikim either. It was Mistoma, not their first time. But the Rebbeinu was mavchim between tipo shel bechar, tipo she'ena bechar. That we need to bring up. The Torah has to remind us of this massive ness. So the person shouldn't put kola ilon. Ma kola rash. At the end of the day, if a person puts kola ilon, it was the yotze this tzitzis. No, the chatchinim. No, but the ma kol harash. The Maharal in the drosha of Shabbos Hagon. There's not meridik in Yoni. It's a meridik drosha. The Shabbos Hagon drosha. I'm Meshai. It took at least 6 hours to say, and it wasn't just a shtickle Torah, and it was something which had nothing to do with Pesach. It's meridik in Yoni. Meridik. It goes on partly on Parshas Tzav, because Shabbos Hagadol in Parshas Tzav. He asks 19 questions at the beginning of Parshas Tzav. And then he's miyashiv all of them with a meridik yasad, and then comes back to Pesach. It's a gewaltig drosha. It gets at Bein HaShar. He explains this Gemara. And he says as follows. Tzitzis, the tachlis of tzitzis, is a mitzvah to remind us of schava oynish, and that Rashi brings from the pshutoi, ani Hashem, neimon neshalim schar, Elokeichem Neman Lipara. So the tzitzis is maskir as schava oynish. And tcheles, Sifri Darshan's Rashi brings from Ramosha Darshan, but it's also in the Sichli, Sifri, the psil tcheles al shame shikul bechoyros, targum shel shikul tichlo. And the makosa moiso balailo v'chein tseva tcheles doime lorakia hamashchil eis erev. It's the color of the sky as it comes before shkia. So tcheles is maskir machas bechayres, tcheles itself. And the whole union of tzitzis is maskir schava oynish. So the Maharal, and the reason why we have four chutim is because there are four dargas, you can broadly say, there are four dargas in Avodas Hashem. Pasuk says, "V'shavtem erisem bein tzadik v'rosha bein avodah l'sheloi avodah." The Gemara in Chagiga says, "What's the pshat bein tzadik v'rosha bein avodah l'sheloi avodah? Hainu tzadik, hainu avodah. The one who's oved Hashem says, la'osid lover. We're going to see the difference between the tzadik and the rosha. The one who was oved Hashem, the one wasn't oved Hashem." So let's talk to the Gemara. The person who's oved Hashem is a tzadik. What's this difference? Zog the Gemara, bevust the Gemara. Ein adoyme misha shoyne pirkoi mea pomim l'shoyne pirkoi mea ve'echod pam. The tzadik is a person's yoytze. Over the avodoy is a person's oyvid Hashem without any gvulos. And there's a difference between a person who learned something 100 times to 101 times. And that is going to be Nizgale L'Osit. So the Maharal, you see from this Pasuk, that there's the Tzadik, and then there's the Avodai, the Super Tzadik. And then there's the Rosha, it's Rov Averis. And then there's Loy Avodai, the Super Rosha. So it's four different categories, L'Osit. And that's connected to the four chutim that we have. Chut. This he doesn't say, but the chayra chut. So we learned the Rebbeinu Shlomo is medaktik b'tzadikov kechut hasayra. A chut is a narrow string. It's very meduktak. So the chutim of the tzitzis is ma'ore as to the din la'osid. So then, that the midstream were koifer in schava oynish explains the whole Gemara, the rest of the Gemara. Well, can I get shrotzim? And can I get mishkalos? Can I get ribis? But now I'm just focusing on what he says about tzitzis, four different types of kvira. But here, what was the kvira here he's talking about? And they tied it. There's no difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. You see, look in the world. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik v'ralo, rosha v'tovlo, rosha v'ralo. There's no difference. There's no such thing. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is not mashgiach bichlal. There's no difference between a tzadik and a rosha. When you look at the guf in this world, in a chanami, what's the difference? But basof, v'shavtim erisem basof, that's when the Rebbeinu Shlomo be huge difference. When tzadik v'rosha v'avodeh v'shaloi avodeh. Basof, when the schava oynish, that's when there'll be the huge difference. So the beged covers the guf. The beged of the talus is meramis to the guf. And the tzitzis we put on the end of the beged. Ken zayin, that's the Rashi means two pshatim in the word tzitzis. So the first pshat, al shem apsilim atzluyim bo. Their fringes coming out of the beged. It grows out like a tzitz. It blossoms out of the beged. So that's what's going to be la'osid, out of the guf, going to be the schava oynish. The gilui of the differences. And that's the Indian of Tzitzis, that it shows the Schava Oynish. And you have to see and realize, see the Shechina, see the Kisei HaKovod, supposed to bring you to remember the Kisei HaKovod. So the Kisei HaKovod is the Mokim HaDin. The Melech sits on the Kisei when he's done. Uzchardim is called Mitzvah Sashem Vasisem Oysom. It can say that's the second Pshat in Tzitzis. Second Pshat is Al Shem Reisem Oysom. Kume Meitzitz Min Acharakim. What's Meitzitz Min Acharakim? The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was looking through the cracks. Tzitzis is a little crack. A crack in Olam Hazeh. You see, Olam Hazeh, if you look carefully, and you see Yam, and Yam, they were a kid, Kisei HaKovod, Meitzitz Min HaCharakim, you can already say, you realize that there is Chava Oynish. There are four Chalokim in the Tzitzis, four Chutim. And the Pasuk says, you'll put tzitzis, risa moisom, schartim is called mitzvah Hashem, vasisa moisom, veloiso suru achre levavchim, veachre nechem asher atem zoinim achre. So the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perik Beis, brings the Rambam that it's also to read any book about Avodah Zarah or to look into Avodah Zarah. Any machshava which could bring a person to be oiker and iker from the Torah, muzharim onesh loy lahaloisam al libeinu, it's also to think about it, velo nasiach daiteinu, not to focus on it. And we go after our own thoughts. Why? Why is it so awesome? Because a person's mind is short. His das is not very good. His das doesn't see everything. And people love Davka. A mensch could be massing the emes. And he starts thinking and being misbehaving. What's life about? What's the tachlis of life? What should I do? Should I do this mitzvah, that mitzvah? Should I behave like this, behave like that? The im yimshach kol odom acha machshoves libay nimsa machriv esa oilam lefi koitze daitoi. He's going to destroy the world. Why is he going to destroy the world? Lefi koitze daitoi, lefi his stupidity. Why is it going to be destroy the world? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world for? He created the world for Avodas Hashem. He created a physical world and we should do mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? What mitzvahs? What should I do? How do I know what a mitzvah is? How do I know what's right? What's wrong? The Rambam says you can't be so much on human seichel. Hare, a human being, how should we know? Be'etzim, you're coming along and tell me a svara. All the goyim come up with their stupid religions. So we'll ask the goy, you know, excuse me, but how do you know? Are you certain that if you fast Ramadan, Nebuch, 30 days, you're going to get kapara? And if you go on the Hajj, it's a crazy system, the pilgrimage, stand in the sun for the blistering sun for a whole day, you're going to get kapara? How do you know? So we'll say, I know because Muhammad said. And how did Muhammad know? Well, Muhammad told us that the Malach Jibril told him. Oh yeah, and you saw me on him. Who's Muhammad? Was the Grace of Chochem? Well, no, actually, Pung Faket. He was an Amorist or Raisa. He couldn't read and he couldn't write. And he knew the Quran. That's a Raya Brura, must be Emes. Anybody would understand that. How could he know that? And it was before the time when there was the audio versions. So how did he know it? So Raya Barura. And when you ask the Christian guy, You know, tell me when you're praying to the guy with the diapers, how do you know he was God? What do you mean, how do I know he was God? It says in the New Testament. Where's the New Testament come from? Oh, don't ask me awkward questions. Where's the New Testament come from? They don't even claim it was Nevuah Nebuch. And tell me something. When it says that you only have to keep the Ten Commandments, and you don't have to keep any of the Tariq mitzvahs, and you believe in the guy with the diapers, you get kapara? Really? Minayin lecha? Minayin li? Praise, state in the book of the Romans. And who wrote the book of the Romans? Paul. And who's Paul? Basminish. Zot, he was a big tzaddi, he was shoal, and wanted to make the Romans go off the derech. They shouldn't be to take Yiddishkeit, whatever the historians tine. Who was Paul? How do you know? Minayin lecha? And they're coming and having a whole way of life. And that was why the Rabbeinu Shem created the world. Really? How do you know? Don't think that the Borei Olam, who created the world, should have come and told us what the tachlis of his bria is. Not Jibril, and not Paul, or Buddha, or any of these other funny names. No, the Borei Olam himself. So the Rambam, if a person's making up ideas himself, nimsa machri v'ilomoy bekoitza daitoy. How do you know? Dr. Valinian say his hero Torah v'ne'amabo v'loy sasuru achrei levavchem achrei neichem asheatem zoynim achreihem kloima loyim shach kol echot mikem achadaita haktsara v'yidameh shemachshavto machsevich so emes. Don't think that your seichel, your own human seichel, your little seichel, we masik the emes. How do you know? What do you know about Olam Haba? What do you know about the Nishmas HaAdam? Once the person dies, then what happens? How do you know? How do you know what's going to get you to Olam Haba? There's only one way. At the Borei Olam, who created Olam Hazeh, created Olam Haba, he created the mensch, the Ramach Evorim, Shesol Gidim. He created the Nishmas HaAdam. And he was Megale to us exactly what we're supposed to do. And how we'll get Olam Haba. And the Rabbeinu Shalom told us, you have to put a psil shel tcheles. Tcheles from a chilozim. This mention coming along, and he's saying, okay, blue, yeah, blue is blue, color Elon, it's also good, much cheaper. And what's wrong with that? It does the same thing. And there's been some Koirach coming along and saying, Talashit Kulay Tcheles, you don't need. And what were they saying, Be'etzim? What are these people saying? So the Torah says, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Makas Bechoros. Makas Bechoros tells us there's Hashgacha. Rabbeinu Shem sees everything. And knows the difference. The person putting kola ilon and the person putting tcheles. The efsha. And he's daiti, but you can take it one stage further. The two tipos, the tipo she'enu shel bechor and the tipo she'hu shel bechor. In Gashmis they look the same. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom could be mavchin bein tipo shel bechor and tipo she'enu shel bechor. In Kashmir, the color Elon looks the same. But only the Rabbeinu Shalom is mavchin that there's a difference between Tcheles and color Elon. Tiver and Yonim, which were beyond the Das HaAdam. I in the Ramban here, in the Orachayim. And if you understand it, please come and tell me and explain what it means, because I don't understand what it means. But it's saying, obviously, there are tifer and yonim in what comes from a dag, davka, v'chule. That's exactly what the Torah is telling us. Mitzvahs have to be mitzvahs asher tzivonu hokeil. Re'isem oisai. Not oisai, ela oisai. Talk the Gemara, Medayik, what's oisai? Tzitzis lashon nekeva. What's oisai? Oisai is the Shechina. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uzchartim is called Mitzvus Hashem. Vasisem oisai. The mitzvus which Hashem was mitzaveas. The Rabbeinu Shalom knew that there's a difference between this tipa and that tipa. We don't see the difference, but the Rabbeinu Shalom did. And in the Makkas Bechoris, it was Nisgale, there was a difference. There's a difference between Tcheles and Kol Ilon. And there's a difference between a beged shekulo tcheles and the chut shel tzitzis, which is the mitzvah. And that's exactly what Korach didn't understand. And Korach came, he was cholik on Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he say? Moshe Rabbeinu challenged Korach to come, and he says, so it's Rashi from Chazal. Only one person is going to survive. Will it tip Shimoyu? 250 Roshis and Andros were willing to go into this, and they didn't say, Moshe, we don't believe you. No. Zokt Rashi, heim chotu anav shoysom. They were choyta anav shoysom, shneim as hamachtus hachatoi maile benav shoysom. Then machtus were kodosh. They put it on the mizbeach. They were mechavin l'shem shamayim. They wanted the kirvas Hashem. They wanted the kirvas Hashem, and they were willing to die for that kirvas Hashem, just like Nadav Aviyu. Tipshus. Oh, but that was them. Then Zokt Rashi, the Korach shepikeach hoyo. You can't say that Korach wanted that. It was a pikeach. He wouldn't have gone into the thing. Ma ro lishtus ze. Why did he go into this? Meridik. Einu hitatoi. Ro shal shelis gedula yoitzis mimenu. Shmuel sheshokel keneged Moshe ve'Aaron. And he saw, he had a gilui, whether it was nevuah, ruach hakodesh, not clear. He saw the osit that Shmuel was going to be descended from him, and the pasuk says Shmuel is shokel keneged Moshe v'Aaron. Omar bishviloi ani nimlat, and he saw and he said, because Shmuel, I'm going to escape. I'm going to be the one. I am going to be the one who's going to survive bishus Shmuel. V'chof dalid mishmaras oimdus mimenu mibnei bonov. Kulam misnabi beruach hakodesh. I'm going to have 24 mishmaros of eniklach who are all going to have nevuah beruach hakodesh. Oma efshe kol agdul azoyis asid olamud mimeni vani edoim lachen ishtativ lavoid loisa chazaka. Sheshama mi pi moish shekulam oivdim veechod nimlat. Asher yivcha Hashem hu hakodesh tovetolab atzmi. He thought it was him. He thought it was going to be himself. And What's the pshat here? So the stipler, why did he get this? Why did he get this this gilui? The stipler shtelt zu to when Aaron and Kohen was zebrochen, the Nesiim all brought the korbanos, and they all became Baruch HaKodesh, they all mechavin at the same time to bring the korbanos on Nesiim, and he didn't get this Baruch HaKodesh. Not him, or not Shevet Levi. And he was zebrochen. Chol Shadaita Shel Aaron. And he thought it was his Averis, because of the Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu came and told him, Binavua from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ligdulo lezoi sato miyur, shato malo meitiv isaneiros. Zog the Ramban, the pshat in that, it's not like Rashi, but according to the Ramban, he was being told, there's going to be a Chanukah, and in Chanukah, your descendants are going to be mechanech the Beis HaMikdosh. Ligdulo mizoi sato miyur. And that was made some night to you, and then he come down beside her. So the stipler, HaKorach was upset why he didn't get the Nesiyas of Elitzofon. And he was upset because of Ruchnistika reasons. We shouldn't think it was just a machloikus about the Gabors. That's our clean Kepalach. We don't understand what we're talking about. Korach, Shechochem Godeloya. Minoise Aaron. He was a Meredith Mensch. What was he upset? He didn't get that extra Ruchnius of being the Nasi of Bnei Kohos. So the Eibishter gave him a nechama. Korach, don't worry. Ligdoyle mizayis. You're worried about a nesias. You're going to have Shmuel, who's connected, Moshe v'Aaron, in a certain bechina. And you're going to have 24 mishmaros of Nevim, your kinderach, a meridika thing. Don't worry about the nesias. Give up. And he was toye. And he was toye lezoyis ba'atzmoy. What's the Bir HaDvarim? In Yesod HaTorah, Perek Shvi, the Rambam talks about Nevius. So the HaDvarim Shemodim LeNavi, B'mare HaNevua Derech Moshul Modiin Loi. Umiyad yechkak beliboy pitoron hamoshul b'maria nevuah v'yod amahu. Every novi got saw meshalim, saw chidois, saw riddles. They didn't see anything very clearly, and they had to understand the moshul. And b'derech klal they did understand the moshul. Zokta in halacha vav kol advarim shomano hein derech hanevuah lekol hanevim arishonim v'acharonim chutz b'Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabban shall call a Nevi'im. There's everything that he said about Nevi'im, other differences that not get to us right now, the difference between the Nevi'is of the Nevi'im and Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevi'is. And one of the differences is, shekol a Nevi'im alidei maloch lefichoch roin ma shehen roin b'moshul v'chido. Moshe Rabbeinu loy alidei malach shenema pe el pe adabe boy. Moshe Rabbeinu got direct from Hashem, not through any apparition. La malach chasam shon doesn't mean a separate malach, it means an apparition that they saw. V'neema v'diber Hashem el Moshe ponim el ponim. Dibur, direct, ponim el ponim, pe el pe. V'neema tfunas Hashem yabit, kloima. She'ein shom moshul el aroye hadova al burioi b'loi chido or b'loi moshul. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see things with Mishalim. Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything absolutely clear. Hu sha'atoyra me'ido olavu mare v'loi b'chidois. She'ein amistave b'chido el b'mare she'roye hadova al burioi. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevu was completely, absolutely, 1,000% clear. Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Dvar Hashem, and he wrote down the Dvar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was taught all the sugis of Torah Shebal Peh, and Nemo B'Shlichusa, and he understood it completely. It wasn't like every other Novi who sees a Moshel and a Chidon has to interpret it. What did Korach Taina to Moshe? And that was the toss. You're like, you got it, benevius, and it's your lave, and it's your interpretation. Rabbeisai, if it's Moshe Rabbeinu's interpretation, then how can we say directly, Asher Kidshanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu? When we're Mekayim Mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu is just like a cable who's telling us, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking to us and is talking to us. Ushatom lois al yodecha, v'ayinu toitim ismeinenecha, those words. And all the sugis in Menachos. That's what we're being taught. Direct from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is just a telephone cable. Or nowadays you can say, he's the Wi-Fi. But it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu got an avius and he saw something like a black box and he decided, you know what that means? That means that there should be something like tefillin. And he saw on one side a sheen and the other side a sheen. And he says, okay, then you have to write a sheen here and a sheen with three, kayep and four roshim. And then somehow he saw something and he understood that inside you're supposed to put four parashim. No! Rabbeinu Shalom taught him claw. Tefillin have to be me'ar. And they have to be black. And they have to be, and have a shin on this side and a shin on that side. And the shinim are tefillin's halacha le'moshe mi'sinai. And ritzuah's shchoyer is halacha le'moshe mi'sinai. And the psukim tell us on each parasha why we have to make that from tefillin. That's claw. The Rebbe Shem told him when it says here la'ois, that means I want you to write out this whole parasha. Every prat and all hilchos safras and every detail. And if two oisis are nogea, then it could be possible and not possible. And he was taught the bi'alocha, a long complicated bi'alocha, and he understood that bi'alocha. Shvera bi'alocha. Ask anybody who learned it. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood it. And Moshe Rabbeinu was taught an interesting halacha kesidron. V'hoyu. V'avayosin yehei. And every prat and every detail. He was taught all the halachas of tzitzis. And every prat and every detail. And he was told you need to dye the one or two threads from the chilozon, tcheles. And that's what you have to do. And Moshe Rabbeinu told us, and that's what Korach was choylik. Korach tainet, yes, a novi. Enochanami b'choy aminu le'oilam. Maimed ha-Sinai, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was a novi, true. But he was a novi like every other novi. And he interpreted, and you've got the interpretation wrong. Your svara makes no sense. A talish shekulei shoteles. Why does it need to chutim atzitzis? Versus toile kola ilan, what's wrong? That wasn't Korach's taina. You have a bias molly svarim. What's the pshat with a bias molly svarim? The vort is you've got a lot of svarim and you can learn. And you can make your svaras and come out and say what you want to say. But it needs a mezuzah, and the mezuzah says, Veshinantom levonecho. Hoyu advorim ho eile asher noichi metzavcho hayoim al levovecho. Veshinantom levonecho. Shemechudodim beficho. You have to learn these words, the words of Torah, and give it over accurately. Torah is not svaras. There's a mocking for svara when we have our mesora and where we can use svara. Oh, but not chalila to make up shinuyim in yesodos of the mitzvahs. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu came to declare. It's not the pshat that the swallowing up of Korach was a simon of Torah, the amitas haTorah. How's that teach us anything? That teaches us somebody who starts up with Moshe Rabbeinu is in big shtuch, goes straight to Gehinnom. And like we dance on Simchas Torah, Moshe Emes, the Torah Emes. That, yeah, that you can learn from the Blias Torah. That isn't the vault. The Rambam brings the Raya from what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Mezos Teinun, Ki Hashem Shlochani Lasses Kol HaMitzvos Ve'Eila, Ve'Loi Milibi! That's the deal! Loi Milibi! Everything came direct from Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed. If it's Milibi, then they'll die like a regular thing. If they die B'derech Nes, in a way that's never a thing, then you'll see that everything that I said is Loi Milibi! Torah is direct from Hashem Yisbarach. V'loi sasuru achrei levavchim v'achrei neichem. When you look at your tzitzis, in Chachris, Pasha's tzitzis, and you look and you see there's four chutim. As if you look at the four of them, or you look at two of them, achlekes aminogim. So you'll see there's four times four. Four, Dr. Maral, that's Chava Oynish, that's the Dikduk, Chut HaSaira, B'Dikduk Yechut HaSaira, Eine Doime, Mea Palmi, Mea V'Achas. Dikduk Gomor, the Schar of Oynish. That's what Tzitzis teaches us. These Chutim, Uzchartim is called Mitzvah Hashem, Vasisem Oysom, Vasisem is called Mitzvah Isai, Isen Koidesh Hashem Elokeich.